What if the greatest threat to your health wasn't hidden in your blood work or lurking in your genes, but wrapped around your middle? While we've spent decades obsessing over calories and fat grams, something far more insidious has been happening. Our bodies have been quietly storing a type of fat that acts less like padding and more like a toxin factory. This isn't about vanity or fitting into smaller jeans. It's about understanding why belly fat fundamentally differs from fat anywhere else on your body. Visceral fat, clinging to your internal organs, produces inflammatory chemicals that increase your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and even Alzheimer's. The alarming reality? 40% of Americans between 40 and 70 are pre-diabetic, with this prevalence tripling in recent decades. Our bodies are designed for a world of feast and famine, yet we live in a time of constant abundance, and that mismatch is killing us. Our great-grandparents walked to local markets for fresh food consumed within days. Then refrigerators, automobiles, and suburban sprawl demanded shelf-stable products. The solution? Process everything. Remove what spoils, add preservatives. We began digesting food in factories instead of our intestines. The 1980s worsened things when health authorities declared war on fat, culminating in the 1992 USDA food pyramid, urging Americans to load up on bread, rice, and pasta. To maintain taste in low-fat products, the food industry added sugar, refined flour, and trans fats. The cruel irony? These recommendations triggered an obesity epidemic. The problem wasn't removing fat, it was replacing it with refined carbohydrates that spike blood sugar, crash energy, and intensify hunger. Modern produce, bred for appearance and shelf life, contains less fiber and fewer nutrients than ancestral varieties. We're simultaneously overfed and undernourished, consuming more calories while getting less actual nutrition. This isn't about willpower. It's about a fundamental mismatch between our biology and our food supply. Not all carbohydrates are created equal. Fiber makes the crucial difference. Whole grains, vegetables, and low-sugar fruits contain fiber that slows digestion, providing steady energy and lasting satisfaction. Strip away that fiber, as happens when wheat becomes white flour, and you're left with starch that behaves like pure sugar in your bloodstream. Your blood sugar spikes, insulin floods your system, and within hours, you're hungry again. This cycle damages your metabolism over time. Your cells become insulin resistant, forcing your pancreas to produce more insulin just to control blood sugar. Eventually, your exhausted pancreas can't keep up, leading to type 2 diabetes. Meanwhile, constant insulin surges tell your body to store fat, particularly around your midsection. It's vicious. Belly fat increases insulin resistance, which causes more belly fat storage. White bread affects your body completely differently than steel-cut oatmeal, even though both are technically carbs. The South Beach Diet's three-phase approach addresses the root cause of weight gain rather than just restricting calories. Phase 1 lasts 2 weeks as a metabolic reset, eliminating sugars, starches, fruits, and alcohol to stabilize blood sugar and eliminate cravings. You'll eat 3 satisfying meals plus 2 required snacks daily: lean proteins, high-fiber vegetables, nuts, reduced-fat cheeses, and healthy fats. Most people lose 8 to 13 pounds, primarily from the midsection, while experiencing dramatically reduced cravings and increased energy. Phase 2 gradually reintroduces good carbohydrates, whole grains, fruits, and more variety, while you monitor your body's response. This phase continues until you reach your goal weight, with steady losses of 1 to 2 pounds weekly. The gradual pace prevents triggering old cravings while teaching sustainable habits. Occasional treats and moderate alcohol are permitted, making the plan livable long term. Phase 3 represents the permanent lifestyle. You've internalized good nutrition principles and make intelligent choices automatically. While no foods are forbidden, you've learned which ones trigger cravings or weight gain for your particular metabolism and how to enjoy occasional indulgences without derailing progress. The Supercharged Fitness Program delivers superior results in just 20 minutes daily by alternating between interval walking and total body workout days. This challenges the outdated belief that fat burning requires 20-plus minutes of steady cardio at 60% maximum heart rate. Instead, short bursts of higher intensity, alternated with recovery periods, burn more calories and fat in less time. Research from the University of Guelph found women increased fat burning by 36% after just 7 interval training sessions. The magic lies in the afterburn effect. Your body continues burning calories long after exercise ends. The constant switching between high and low intensities creates energy inefficiency, like a car burning more fuel in stop-and-go traffic than at highway speeds. While terrible for driving, it's perfect for maximum calorie burning. The total body workout component strengthens core muscles while mimicking everyday movements. Unlike conventional weightlifting that isolates individual muscles, these exercises require multiple muscle groups to work together, improving balance, stability, posture, and coordination while preventing injuries. Hunter-gatherers consumed far more produce variety than modern Americans, avoiding many chronic diseases we face today. The secret lies in thousands of micronutrients found in whole, unprocessed foods. Fruits and vegetables deliver vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients, beneficial plant chemicals concentrated in colorful pigments. These act as antioxidants, protecting against cell-damaging free radicals that trigger inflammation, heart disease, cancer, and premature aging. Think of antioxidants as rust-proofing for your body. Without them, we literally rust and age prematurely. Whole grains provide another nutritional advantage. While refining strips away nutrient-rich bran and germ, intact whole grains lower diabetes and heart disease risk. Omega-3 fatty acids from cold water fish like salmon offer remarkable benefits. The Lion Diet Heart Study found patients following a Mediterranean diet rich in omega-3s had 73% fewer recurrent heart attacks than the control group, outperforming medications. Beyond heart health, omega-3s support brain function and mood, explaining why deficiencies increase risks of depression, dementia, and learning problems. The South Beach diet offers sustainable health without obsessive tracking. This isn't about weighing every morsel. It's about understanding how food affects your body. You'll naturally select vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins while reading labels wisely, not obsessively. Occasional treats become guilt-free when you know the difference between an indulgence and a habit. Real transformation happens when this becomes simply how you eat. Restaurant dining grows easier. Chinese vegetables al dente, Greek grilled seafood with chickpeas, Japanese sashimi all fit seamlessly. Your children request vegetables because that's what tastes normal now. The fitness program becomes non-negotiable because you felt the difference those 20 minutes make. Your body isn't broken. It's responding to the signals you send it. For decades, we've sent wrong signals with processed foods and sedentary lifestyles. The South Beach Diet Supercharged offers a different conversation with your body, one based on respect for how it actually works. Move deliberately, eat intelligently, and give your body the nutrients it evolved to thrive on. Reclaiming your health isn't about deprivation. It's about finally feeding yourself in a way that makes sense.